It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be subtracting. We're going to be working on a word called minus. But before we get started, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It's all okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find a pencil. Write your name at the top of the page. I'm writing my name. And then you can put your pencil down. We're going to do some coloring first. Today, we're going to be subtracting one, which means we're going to get a smaller number than what we start with, but just by one. That smaller number is not going to get too much smaller because we're just subtracting one. We're just taking away one. So, for example, if you look at the top of your page, you're going to see a beautiful picture, and there are some leaves in the air, flying in the air and on the tree. Let's count the leaves in the air and on the tree. Touch and count them. Ready? One, two, three. There's one kind of on the tree and then two flying over the bush. One, two, three. Let's color those leaves orange. Find an orange crayon. Any kind of orange will work. And color those leaves orange. Before we can subtract, before we can take away, we have to count all of the leaves. We have to get the whole amount. In order to subtract, you have to start with the biggest number or the whole number, the number in all. So we're going to start with three orange leaves in the air. Looks like there's one flying over by the tree, so don't forget that one. And then there's two over above the bush. So three in all, three leaves in the air in all. So that's going to be our whole amount in the air, three in all. So we've got three orange leaves. I'm on my last one. Color neatly, but don't take forever. And take two more seconds to color those leaves orange, two and one. Please put down your orange crayon. And then here's what I need you to do. Find a black crayon. If you don't have a black crayon, maybe use your dark purple. Get a dark colored crayon. And what I want you to do is draw an X over the leaf that's on the tree, like over by that tree, the one in the air. Draw an X, cross out that leaf that's on the tree with your black crayon or your dark purple crayon, a dark colored crayon. Cross it off, put an X over it. Got it? Okay, put down your black crayon. So if we had three leaves in the air and we crossed one out, we're taking one away. We're going to call it minus. Three leaves minus one equals how many are still in the air? Two. Exactly. So three minus one, that means we took away. Three take away one equals two. So we had three. Now we have two. So when you subtract one, you're going to get a smaller number, not a super small number because we're only subtracting one. So it's just one less. Three take away one equals two. Let's try this again. Let's look at the leaves on the ground. Touch them and count them, the ones on the ground. One, two, three, four, five, six. Don't forget the leaves at the very, very bottom of your picture that are kind of half of a leaf. We're still going to count those. Let's count them again. Even the ones that are kind of going off of the picture. Ready? Touch and count. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six leaves in all on the ground. Let's color those leaves yellow. Find a yellow crayon and color all of those leaves yellow. When we subtract, before we can take anything away, we have to get the whole number. We have to find out how many in all to start with before we can take any away. That's super big. That's amazing to remember. If you've got that part down, you will be a subtraction hero. You've got to start with the amount at the beginning, the whole number, the number in all before you take any away. So we have six leaves on the ground. Six is our whole number. I'm on my last yellow leaf. Six leaves on the ground. Take about three more seconds. Three, two, one. Okay, find that black crayon again or that dark colored crayon you've got. And let's cross off one leaf. You pick the leaf on the ground, pick it, and cross it off. Draw an X over it. You pick it, but it has to be a yellow leaf on the ground. Draw one X through one leaf. That's it. So we had six leaves on the ground. We're crossing one off. So six minus, which means takeaway, one leaf equals, let's count the ones that are left. Touch and count the ones that are left. One, two, three, four, five. Six minus one equals five. We started with six. We subtracted one. So now we only have five left. Five is one less than six. Okay, let's do another one. Put down all your crayons. Let's look at the butterflies. I love butterflies. Let's color all the butterflies purple and pink. Any way you want to color them is fine with me, as long as they're purple and pink. Get it? Okay, so let's color the butterflies purple and pink. And then we'll talk about that we need to count all of them. We haven't counted them yet. We're just going to color any butterfly that you see purple and pink. You can do it any way you want. You can mix up the colors. You can just make some pink and some purple. You decide. Just make some purple and pink butterflies for me. Some purple and pink butterflies. This is the listen part. You have to do some pink and some purple, even if you don't like those colors or you wanted to use blue. See? You gotta listen. You gotta follow the directions. All right. I've got all my butterflies colored. So I want you to take three more seconds and then put your crayons down. Three, two, one. All right. Let's count and touch the butterflies. We have to get the whole number first. One, two, three, four. Four butterflies in all. Pick up your black crayon or a dark colored crayon. I want you to choose one butterfly to cross out. Put a X over one butterfly. You choose the butterfly, X it out. Okay, so we had four butterflies in all. Minus. What does minus mean? Take away. One. Four minus one equals, how many are left? Let's count the butterflies that are left. One, two, three. Four minus one equals three. We started with four. We took one away, so we have a smaller number. But it's a smaller number only by one because we only took one away. So three is our answer. Three is one less. Then four. Let's do this again. Let's do this again. Do you see the acorns on the ground? Let's touch those and count them to get our whole number. One, two, three, four, five. We need to color those acorns, those nuts that are on the ground, brown. Start coloring. Color all the acorns brown. So we have minus means what? What does minus mean? Take away. It means subtract. And when you subtract, you get a smaller number. But before you can subtract, you need to find the whole number. You got to get the big number so that we can subtract from that. I'm on my last acorn. Color neatly, but don't take forever. Take 3 more seconds for these brown acorns. 3, 2, 1. Put down your crayon. Find a black crayon or a dark colored crayon. We're going to cross out 1 acorn on the ground. Find the acorn you want to cross out and draw an X over it. You find it, draw an X over it. Okay, put down your crayons. How many acorns did we start with? What was our whole number? 5. And we crossed out 1. So it's 5 minus 1. How many acorns are left? Let's count the ones that are left. Touch and count. 1, 2, 3, 4. So 5 minus 1 equals 4. Good. All right. Last one. Here we go. Do you see the birdie on the tree? Color that bird blue for me. Color that bird blue. Any kind of blue will work. How many birds do you see? 1. 1 is going to be our whole number. You can do a yellow beak or an orange beak if you want to. If you've got time, take 3 more seconds to finish up your birdie. 3, 2, 1. There is only 1 bird on the tree. 1 is our whole number. 1 bird in all. Cross off the bird. Put an X through the bird with your black crayon or a dark colored crayon. Cross it out. We started with 1 bird. We can pretend it flew away, so we crossed it out. So 1 minus 1. How many birds are left if we crossed it out? 0, exactly. 1 minus 1 equals 0. 1 takeaway 1 equals 0. All right, I want you to scoot down to the 10 frame on your picture. It's the 10 frame is the boxes with the circles in them. I like to call them counters. Let's count the counters in the 10 frame. Touch and count the counters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in all. Let's color those. Oh, let's do red. Find a red crayon and color each counter red. Color and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 red counters. 8 red counters, and put your crayon down. Find your black crayon or a dark colored crayon. The very last counter that you colored, the one on the bottom at the end, that last counter, will you draw an X through it? Draw an X through it. We're going to cross that out. So we had 8 in all minus 1. How many counters are left? Count the ones that are left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Write the number 7 on the line. 8 minus 1 equals 7. Good. All right, scoot over to the hands with the fingers sticking up. Let's count the fingers that are being held up. Count them and touch them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Do you see the finger that's held up on the hand all by itself? There's just 1 finger holding up. Will you cross that out with your pencil? Put an X through it. We had 6 in all, and we took away 1. 6 minus 1 equals, how many are still being held up? 5. Will you write a 5 on the line? 6 minus 1 equals 5. We started with the whole number before we took any away. 6 minus 1 equals 5. All right, let's go to the number line. It's the line with all the numbers. Do you see where there is a circle around the 9? Will you trace that circle for me? 9. And then there's an arrow hopping backwards on the number line. It's hopping backwards because when you take away, the numbers get smaller. So you gotta hop backwards for the numbers to get smaller. Can't hop forwards or the numbers get bigger, and that doesn't work because when you subtract, you take away and the numbers get smaller. I want you to trace that arrow. See, there's dashes. Trace that arrow going backwards. We're gonna hop 1 time. 9, take away 1 hop. That's why we're doing one hop, because we're just doing 9 minus 1. What do we land on? It equals 8. Circle that 8 with your pencil. Circle that number 8 with your pencil. 9 minus 1 hop minus 1 equals 8. It's just so close to the 9, isn't it? It's because we only took 1 away. That's why. It's because we only took 1 away. So it's not super smaller than 9. It's just 1 less. Scoot down to the word with the M. Do you see it? It says M-I-N-U-S. That spells minus. Will you trace that word for me? Minus means what? You got it. Minus means take away. And then we have a circle around the minus sign. It says 7 minus 1. Will you trace the circle around the minus sign? That's the symbol for minus, for subtraction, for take away. 7 minus 1 equals 6. Trace the 6 for me. If you have 7 and you take 1 away, you have 1 less than 7, which is 6. And our last one, boys and girls, it says 8 minus 1, excuse me, equals what? Well, look at the apples on the tree. Let's count all the apples on the tree. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's where we get the 8. It's a big number. It's our whole number. Cross off one apple for me with your pencil. Cross one off. How many apples are left? Let's count the ones that are left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Write 7 on the line. 8 minus 1 equals 7. Boys and girls, you may put your pencil down. We did it. We are subtraction experts when we're subtracting 1. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time.